Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Louisa on this Tuesday afternoon on June the 28th. We thank you for tuning in with us, and we hope that you find very interesting information for yourself and also to share with others. Please have something handy to write down the information that we're going to be sharing. Also, we will try many times to give the National Domestic Violence Abuse Hotline. We will try several times during the show to give you that phone number. And we're going to start first right now. That number is 800-799-7233. Even if you think you don't need the number, please write it down or record the number, 800-799-7233. Now to get into our talk for today. We are still dissecting psychological, verbal, and nonverbal emotional abuse. And we just want to dive right in. I don't want to say anything repetitive today, so we're going to just jump in. When verbal abuse is particularly severe, it can impact whether or not people can see themselves as being successful in any area of life. Those who experience verbal abuse, children may experience feelings of worthlessness, difficulty trusting others, and problems regulating their emotions as adults. I find that very important because you may be involved with someone, whether it's your boss, your mate, a family member, or a friend, that seem to have problems of feeling worthlessness, difficulty trusting others, being able to regulate their own emotions as adults. And as we just found out, this is because of experiencing verbal abuse as a child. And I will take that even further to say, even if children grow up in homes where there is domestic violence going on in whatever form, it will impact the child. So look into, if you find this going on in an adult that you know of, having feelings of worthlessness and difficulty trusting others. A number of studies have shown that children who are verbally abused at home or by their peers at school are at a greater risk for depression and anxiety as adults. We're learning some stuff today. It is not uncommon for a person who is verbally abused to feel inadequate, stupid, worthless. In some cases, they are explicitly told they are these things by the person abusing them. So if you're someone, and I'm going to go offline just a little, someone that's raising children, or if you are around children, it is not good to call a child stupid, dumb, you don't know anything, you'll never grow up to be anyone. It's better to give positive information to a child, positive words, rather than to be talking to them in a negative tone. Verbal abuse can be particularly confusing also because a partner may not be abusive all of the time, and their behavior likely emerged slowly over time, okay? And because that's being stated, what I'd like to say is this. We are talking about the impact of verbal abuse. Verbal abuse can impact every element of life, from academic performance at your schooling, to relationship, to success at work, of abuse or bullying. Verbal abuse has both short and long-term consequences. And that's what we've been talking about thus far. Excuse me. It includes anxiety, changes in mood, chronic stress, decreased self-esteem, depression, substance use, social withdrawal and isolation, post-traumatic stress disorder, feelings of shame, guilt, and hopelessness. These are all impacts of verbal abuse, and that's what we've been sharing thus far. So just because a person is calling you names or having you feel kind of insecure at times and trying to keep you from seeing other people, even though it may not be happening 2 or 3 times a week, the fact that it is happening allows you to know that the person is trying to gain power and control over you. Verbal abuse can be confusing just because of that. As a result, when the abuser is loving and gentle, the victim can forget about the negative behavior. Ultimately, the victim ends up ignoring the pattern of verbal abuse or make excuses for the behavior, saying that the abuser is just stressed or going through a tough time right now. And if you're able to go back, and if you haven't listened to the series that we first started, you'll find how this was mentioned early on in doing the shows, that a person that's being abused will begin to make up excuses for the person that's abusing them as to why they're doing. So what to do about verbal abuse? The first step, and we've said this before, in dealing with verbal abuse is to recognize the abuse. You have to recognize that there is something going on. Even if you can't put your finger on it, you can't name it, you need to realize there is something wrong in this relationship. Whether it's a family member, a parent, a sibling, a child, your spouse, your boss. If you are able to identify any type of verbal abuse in your relationship, it is important to acknowledge that first and foremost. So as you're able to think about what we've discussed, as you're able to go back and listen to some of the previous broadcasts, and if you find any information, any words that you think, that sounds a little familiar to me, you have to acknowledge that you are being abused. That's the first step. By being honest about what you are experiencing, you can then begin to take steps to regain control. Because what has happened is, during the cycle of abuse, of being abused, you have lost control of being yourself. You've lost control of being the person that dictates where you go, what you do, how you perform. And also, what you need to do is begin to set boundaries, especially if this is the beginning of finding out that you're in an abusive relationship. Firmly tell the verbally abusive person that they may no longer criticize, judge, or shame you. no longer name call, threaten you, and so on. Now, after myself being married all these years, 30-plus years, I am now, because of doing this broadcast, I am now beginning to set boundaries. I am now beginning to say, don't do so-and-so to me. And also, now that I'm saying this, I don't think I mentioned in the last broadcast. Last Tuesday, as I was broadcasting, I realized that I'm joking when I say it. But I said, "Oh, please, you just simple." Well, when I walked in that day and I saw my husband, I told him I did a broadcast show, and I said, "It's name calling, and I'm not going to do that anymore." And then he also said something to me. He said that he says things to me, but he doesn't mean it. He'd be joking. So I just want you to know that as I do these shows, I see things that I need to clear up myself. So once you firmly begin to set boundaries, then you tell them what will happen as they continue this abusive behavior. For instance, tell them that if they scream or swear at you, the conversation will be over and you will leave the room. That's good. The key is, though, whatever you say you're going to do, you have to follow through. The gotten so involved in giving this information out. The hotline number is 800-799-7233. 799-7233. And do not blame yourself if you find yourself in an abusive relationship. You are not alone, and you did not cause this to happen to you. You are not alone. You may call the hotline number and just talk to someone. It's good to be able to talk to someone and to say what you're going through and what you're experiencing. It took me, I think, 6 years before I mentioned it to anyone because I knew something was wrong. I just didn't know what it was. No, that person did not tell me what was wrong, but I just needed to at least open up and talk about it because I knew something was wrong. Okay? That number is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. Looks like we probably have less than 2 minutes left. The hearing impaired number is 800-787-3224. That's 800-787-3224. I want to thank you before I forget for joining with us today. And it would be good to leave a comment to let me know if there's more information you want to share, you would like me to share, or if you would like the broadcast to be longer, and which I don't think I will do that mainly because we can only retain so much information. So just know that you are not alone, okay? And don't blame yourself. And do not blame yourself for being in an abusive relationship. And if possible, take time away from the verbally abusive person and spend time with people who love and support you. And I think that's very, very important. Okay? So I thank you very much for listening on today. And we are going to continue to go on and dissect psychological abuse, which is verbal emotional abuse. You have a great day. And I thank you very much for listening. Click the follow button so that you will be alerted for the next show. Thank you very much, and do have a great day.